This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Tessa Vigeland. During the real estate boom, developers touted granite countertops and hardwood floors as must-haves for the modern homeowner. These days, they're trumpeting their green credentials. Solar panels, triple-glazed windows, recycled building materials. Potential buyers are often told they could save money over the long run by buying a green home. But as Eve Troe reports from the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, they'll almost certainly end up paying more than they would for the regular home next door.
Some people would say the community of Playa Vista can never be truly green. It's on the beach, just south of Los Angeles. Staunch environmentalists fought to save the wetlands here. They lost. Today, new houses, condos, and shops fill the space. Rich Rocheleau works at nearby Loyola University. He remembers that debate.
You know, felt pretty strongly one way against development, but over time really have come to see what the developer has done with the area and that it is a very positive place.
In fact, he moved here to cut out his long commute. Rich and his dog, Scout, live in a brand new three-bedroom, two-bath condo. It has the highest green building rating. Under a system called Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design, or LEED, it's platinum.
Do you tell people who visit that it's LEED platinum?
Yes, I do, proudly. Yeah. And nobody knows what that means.
Well, almost nobody.
But then I take the opportunity to explain it, you know, talk about the low energy bills, talk about the origin of the materials.
Rich's building, called Primera Terra, doesn't have some of the features you might associate with green. No solar panels, no rainwater collection barrels. Instead, it has super efficient insulation and lighting, a community garden, eco-friendly carpet and paint. The combination of cheaper power bills, non-toxic materials, and feeling like you're doing something for the planet, that's worth something. How much is hard to say, but green building advocates are trying. Niels Koch is a Dutch professor who followed 1.6 million home sales in California over 5 years.
What this study basically shows is if you make your home better or more efficient and it's labeled, on average, it leads to a higher price.
Up to 9%. The label part of that is important. Koch tracked the higher values only in houses with certified green credentials. He says it's hard to tease out why buyers paid more for those homes, but he did see something he calls the Prius effect.
So you got a street, lots of Prius vehicles. In that street, the premium paid for a green home is going to be higher as compared to a neighborhood where there's no hybrid.
Let's go back to Rich in Playa Vista. He didn't buy his $700,000 condo because of the green certification. It was more of a bonus after he fell in love with the place.
When I walked in, it was a beautiful sunny day, and I knew instantly that this was the place. The floor plan, the light.
Professor Koch says that makes sense. Location, view, or layout will always trump a home's green selling points. Green features are harder to put a value on because, for the most part, you can't see them. Plus, green is subjective. It changes neighborhood by neighborhood.
You know, backyard chicken coops are popular here. Might not be so popular in Beverly Hills.
That's Joanne Swiven, a real estate broker on the east side of the city, a suburban area called Eagle Rock. Most of the homes she sells are decades old. She says people in her neighborhood are into green, but few have a certified home.
If you see a house in our neighborhood with solar panels or some other obvious green upgrade, there is a very slim chance it's going to be LEED certified because they're older homes. They would have to rip them down, rebuild them from the ground up.
It's a lot harder to earn one of those labels with a retrofit than new construction. Swiven hypes features like passive solar. That's when the house was designed with the sun in mind.
In the winter, when the sun's lower, it hits your windows and heats your house. And in the summer, when the sun's higher, it's blocked by eaves and is shaded. It's something I look for. Most people don't know to look for. And if I see it, I'll point it out to buyers.
Do they care when you do tell them?
Sort of.
It does add to the impression that the house had a lot of thought put into it. Swiven says smart design increases price. And if green builders can align their efforts and their labels with that, they'll get a lot more popular. I'm Eve Troe for Marketplace.